Allen, August 25th, 1988. I'd like to thank both of you for taking your time this evening to talk to us. And let's start with Mr. Allen. Could you tell me some of your earliest memories of coming to Northville?
I came to Northville in 1934, and I have seen many changes since the time I first came to Northville. I hadn't been in Northville too many years until I was elected to the old village council. I served on that for 8 years, and then we became a city, and I was the first mayor pro tem of a city council. Mr. Ely, who was the mayor ahead of me, passed away shortly after he was elected. I became mayor and held the position for 20 years. During that time, I can reminisce on many things that happened under my administration, along with the council I worked with, were all very fine people. A great many of them have left the community. Some of them are still in the community, but one of the major things was what we did with the money that we received from the racetrack and how it was used. When I became mayor, there was not one square inch of public parking in Northville, and me and other people on the council conceived the idea that parking was the life's blood of any community, and we attempted to provide parking for the merchants in the downtown area. The money to buy these old houses and old buildings and tear them down and make parking came from the state reimbursement to the city of Northville for the pari-mutuel handle at the Northville Downs. During those days, we spent every cent of state money for public improvements, parking, streets, sidewalks, parking deck, and so on that the public is enjoying today. However, when the town was, Main Street 78 was enacted, a good bit of the public parking was used up, particularly on the streets, and one particular lot in front of the bank building used to have 45 spaces. Today it only has 9. Prior to the racetrack in Northville, when it started an early day, we were a village, and we were not subject to the state money. The bill read that a pari-mutuel track existing in any city would receive a percentage of the mutual handle. Us being a village, we did not get that, but the management of the racetrack was good to the city of Northville. In a sense, they gave the city $500 a night, which was used to build the community building. The community building was built with racetrack money. It did not cost the taxpayer any money to build the community building. However, the school was so short for school space that the first year, the city never did, the village never did run it as a community building, because the school leased to the school for $1 a year. And they maintained it for several years and used it for school purposes. When the village, now we had become a city and we got the regular state take reimbursement for the pari-mutuel handle. And when the school got new buildings and turned it back to the city, it required quite a lot of repairs. The floors had buckled and so on. But now it's being used for recreation department and city functions. Another area that some people didn't think could be done, but we did it, in Northville, and that was when we built the public housing of Allen Terrace. Has 101 units, and it was done with local money. We didn't take a dime of federal assistance to build that building. And the way it was built, it was a general obligation bond to the faith and credit of Northville taxpayer, but the rent was set up on two phases. The first phase of the rent was what it cost per month to retire the bond issue, and added to that was the cost of heat, lights, maintenance, on, which was much less than people could rent homes in Northville for, and a lot of people up there were shuffling around these big old houses, and they couldn't get anybody to shovel snow and cut grass and maintain the lawn and so on. So it has worked very well. And there's been people from many, many states come to Northville and talk about this and didn't believe it could be done. But when we show them it could be done and is being done and is working very satisfactorily, it is a warm spot in many people's heart. Another thing that our business, I'm in the monument business, as most of you know, and we deal with a great many old families and old people. We get a lot of the history of the community and the background of Northville through our business. I might mention the Rural Hills Cemetery, which was established in 1885 with public contributions of people donating their teams and wagons and helps and so on to cut down trees and grade and put in drives and so on. And that served the public very well, and there's probably more of Northville people in the cemetery than is walking the street today, but people like to go up there and be with their friends and so on. Cut it.
Can you tell me what year it is that Northville became a city? Do you know, approximately?
55.
Okay.
Northville became a city, and...
So that was while you were serving on the village council?
That's right, and I was on the charter commission, and... My father-in-law, Dr. Snow, and myself had quite a lot to do with Northville becoming a city. We worked very hard to become a city, not that we thought the city was that important, but the state revenue from the racetrack was very important. And that was our main reason becoming a city. There was also two other votes for the city and township to incorporate. One time the city passed it, mm-hmm. and the township voted down. The next time the township passed it and the city voted down because they didn't want to divide the racetrack monies, what it amounted to.
And then it was successful eventually.
That's what he means, they wanted to be one unit, not a township and a city.
Oh, the whole thing wanted to
be one entity. But it failed both times.
Mm-hmm. The next question I wanted to ask you was, what year was Allen Terrace built, and how long did it take to build?
70. I think it was started in 74 or 75, because it wasn't all complete when I gave up as mayor, I don't think. I think the dedication come after that.
So it took about 3 years to do? 2 or 3 years?
It was about 2 years in construction.
So you served as mayor of the city from 1957 to 1977?
And 8 years on the village council.
Prior to that.
And I've been on boards and commissions ever since.
Board of Supervisors,
you've been busy.
And I, under the old form of village form of government and city form of government, I was on the Wayne County Board of Supervisors 14 years.
Every mayor.
Because before they reduced the size of it and that district, all the mayors and supervisors were on the Wayne County Board of Supervisors, and I got to know a lot of people and worked with a lot of people in Wayne County from that aspect.
Did you found Allen Monument yourself when you first moved to town in 1934? Is that?
Yes. I moved, really, Allen Monuments from Flint to Northville. So I learned my trade in Flint, but I always wanted to be in a small town. I had an opportunity to start in a small town and came here in 34.
And when you first founded Allen Monument, where was it located?
On Katy Street and Barn, right next to Foundry Flesk now, which was the Bell Foundry then that made dinner bells. It's on it all over the world, even in England, we know that for a fact.
And can you tell me about some of the other businesses that were in that area when you first founded?
Well, the Stimson Scale was in the business where
car wash, Ballinger's.
Ballinger's is now, and there was another building. Shortly after that, they went out of business, and there was a Packard dealer in one of the buildings, and when he bought the building, and when he got a deed to it, he owned both buildings. It was at a bankrupt sale. And on down around the corner across from the Chamber of Commerce office was a factory that built church furniture, pews and so on for churches. That burned down about in the late 30s. And then the Petz brothers built a garage. That building there was a garage, and they were Studebaker dealers.
We had 9 car dealers.
Yeah. And at that time, we had about 9 automobile dealers in Northville.
So most of the automobile dealers were represented in the community.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned,
faded away.
Mentioned earlier this evening some information about the springs in the community.
Yes, I'd like to dwell on that just a moment. I think that many of the people driving through the town and seeing Joe Denton Park would be very doubtful if they ever thought that that was Northfield water supply, but it really was. That triangular shape where Joe Denton Park now exists was Northfield water supply. There's about 5 springs there, and it runs across 7 Mile Road, and on down below that, there's a watercress bed, and that watercress, the Lawrences used to gather that and sell it to hotels and restaurants in Detroit. Well, then we got into wells in Northfield, so there was a pumping station at the northeast corner of the Joe Denton Park under those oak trees, and a high fence, about 8-foot cyclone fence around that. It was watched very careful to keep birds and ducks and things of that nature out. And that was Northfield water supply for many years. And those springs are still in existence, but they're tiled under 7 Mile Road. And then there was an individual on the council at that time that when we abandoned that, it had been abandoned, but it was still there, and he had a friend wanting to build a house there, and some of us got busy and got that dedicated in memory of Joe Denton, who was a police chief here for many, many years. that's the way it is today, and it's a nice neighborhood asset.
Mrs. Allen, could you tell me when your family first arrived in Northville, since I see you were born here?
That's correct. My mother and dad, my mother was a trained nurse, and my father was a doctor, and they graduated from the University of Michigan. And then they came to Northville. First they went to Leslie, and then they came to Northville and settled. And Dad had his practice on Main Street. He was, in addition to being an allopathic doctor, he was a homeopathic doctor. And he was very proud of that degree, to be able to practice homeopathy. And he was very active. He ended up being president of what was called the American Institute of Homeopathy from the United States.
Can you tell me the difference between allopathic and homeopathic?
Homeopathic, well, there was a homeopathic school at the University of Michigan, and there's one, some in Washington, and out in California, and in Philadelphia, and it's more or less a like cures like. If you have like poison ivy, they take a minute, a very tiny bit of that and inject it, give you a shot or in a tablet form, and that cures. And it takes a while. Their Bible, like they call, is called a Materia Medica book. And you have different symptoms, and they treat by symptoms.
That's homeopathic?
Homeopathic. Homeopathy.
What's allopathic?
That is more like these drugs, these wonder drugs. He called them wonder drugs. And they usually have contraindications. They can give you something, then a shot or a tablet, and something else, it can cause something else. Or in homeopathy, there's no, nothing serious would happen from taking their, whatever they prescribe in their tablet form.
So they came here and set up practice?
Practice in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And the hospital, they were very happy to have Sessions Hospital. They knew the people, Mr. and Mrs. Ed Sessions, that started the hospital, and they were very fond of that family. And now their daughter, the Sessions' daughter, still lives here, Amy Simons. And then my dad was very active in politics and civic things. He truly enjoyed Northville. He was president of the village. He was in school. He was president of the school board in the 40s for several year terms. He started the Northville Optimist Club. He was first president. And then he took another term at that later on. That is no longer in existence in Northville. And then
when did that cease to exist? Do you know? How long?
I can't tell. It was in the 40s, though, in 1948 or 49, that the Optimist Club started, as I remember. And then he was interested in politics, and he was given a job as manager of the Michigan State Fair in Detroit, and that was in 1939 and 40. He was head of the state fair. And then after that is when he was asked if Northville would like to start a paramutual racetrack. So they pioneered harness racing in Michigan.
In Northville.
In Northville, correct.
And that was in the 40s.
Yes.
Have we had racing in Northville since that time?
Yes. Yes. Every year since then. Had that racing.
And the racetrack, which we all know where it
is,
was built on the site of the former
Wayne County Fair.
Wayne County
Fair property. Right.
Do you have some childhood memories you might like to tell me about, like the long walk you had to school?
Oh, yes. When I was growing up, we were lucky enough to live right across from the school. So for my 12 years of my education, I just had to cross the street. I also remember the morning that the school burned. And we could get in our front bedroom and watch it burn.
You're talking about the high school.
It was a great...
The grade school?
Great, it was a grade school.
Weren't you very little when the grade
yes.
school was in?
And it was on that street that is closed now. But we watched it burn down. And then they had to put all the classes in different buildings in the city. And I went to school down by it was called then the Legion Hall. And it's down by the Gandy Dander, the next building. It may be in the antique shop now. But that's where I went to school for 2 years. And one of my teachers there was Mrs. Babbitt, a lovely lady. My brother went to school and it was the second grade, and he went to the bank, the Lapham Bank, which was on the corner of Center and Main at the time. That was also the time, I believe, when they were repaving the streets, because that was quite a deal. It was all cement, a lot of work, and it was a mess down through there, but I guess I said I went right across the street to school, but those 2 years I did have to go down.
And it took them 2 years to rebuild.
Right, and then we went back to the new grade school, and that was in 1936, was right across the street from my home again on Main.
Okay. Do you have any memories as a teen that stand out for you? What kind of things did you do in Northville as a teenager?
I don't know. It was just the football games. I guess things centered around our school and our church activities mainly. And then my father had a hay fever. We did go up north in the summer to Boys Blank Island, which was near Sheboygan. And I guess I don't know other than that.
And your father acted as the physician for the school?
That's correct. Yeah. He was the team physician years ago, and he examined all the boys for their sports activities, the football teams, the basketball teams, and he did this all gratis, out of the goodness of his heart, because he truly loved Northville and everything that it entailed. He did also test eyes for the children that needed through the school nurse, Miss Knapp. She would send over students that needed glasses, and he did all that free of charge. He also drove team to away games. We took team because at that time there were no buses. We had to do all that, have different people take team. And then 1 year, since the football boys did not have blankets or covers up, you know, something to keep them warm, he bought the whole team their hood and, you know, robes, whatever, to keep them warm, the ones that weren't on the field and off. He was a big donor in that.
Where did the teams play with their home games?
Down, we went down to the park, Edward Hines, down in that field down in there.
Can you think of anything else about your childhood or teen years that I haven't asked you about that you might want to discuss?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce and the building of the...
Yes, I'd be happy to. The Chamber of Commerce is about 25 years old now in existence in Northville. And first, we had a little office in the City Hall. Well, the very first was Margaret Zady was the secretary, and she took calls for the Chamber of Commerce from the racetrack. And then we had S.E. Nyreiter was our director, and he had an office in the City Hall. And then from there we moved to the front part of the community building in the front for the glass offices, and that wasn't very visible. So then in about 1977, I came on the board and got interested in the chamber, and we felt that it might be nice to have a more visible place in Northville. So through the help of my husband, Mike, we proceeded to see what we could do about getting a place for a chamber office. And so we went to the C&O Railroad and asked if we could get some of the property owned by the railroad, down by the well. We thought that would be a nice place to have an office. It would be a nice little entrance to Northville. So we contacted several people, and everybody was receptive. And I went in as president. And during my term, we were happy to be able to put up a nice little building, and we moved in May of 1982. It was all paid for, the entire building, through public donations, and it is on railroad property, like I say, so if we ever do not have a building, do not have a chamber, that building will be moved off, but we hope that we grow, and I think we are, and we feel that we're doing quite a bit for Northville, promoting Northville, and we're very happy to be down there. So that's one of the things that I'm proudest accomplishment while I'm in Northville.
Still actively involved.
And I'm still active. I'm secretary now of the board.
Approximately how many members?
We have about 214 or so. We started out with a small group, but it's growing, and we're happy about that.
Mr. Allen, could you tell me what you might consider to be your greatest or some of your greatest accomplishments during your time as mayor?
Well, I guess one of the things that I was most proud of, there were several things accomplished during my tenure of office as mayor, and when I chose not to run as mayor again because I was becoming involved in the racetrack, and I thought some people might think it was conflict of interest, but I'd like to say that we built a new City Hall, and it was paid in full the day that the contractor turned the key over to us. It's a little bit of a story, but I happened to be on the wind, and happened to be I was on the Wayne County Board of Supervisors, as I mentioned earlier, under the old system. And right too, the government, and you know we went into kind of recess, and the government was putting up 50% money for public buildings. And I came home and reported to the council that our old city hall was an old house and it wasn't really big enough, and we had a watchman and his family living in the same house. And they kind of laughed a little bit, but this touched me, so I pursued the money matters, and we have a new city hall in Northville with the, I think 1963 it was dedicated, and we didn't owe anybody a dime. Allen Terrace was built, I mentioned that earlier. All the parking downtown was accomplished through racetrack revenues at no cost to the taxpayer. Grizzle Street was put through to Beale Street. We bought four houses there, and that's all paid. Wing Street was put through to alleviate some of the traffic problems for the development west of town that would have had to use Main Street 100%. We put Wing Street through there, and it has become very serviceable for the community. Another thing that hadn't been mentioned, I don't think, is the United States Fish Hatchery. It's a block or so west of the Joe Denton Park that I spoke about a while ago. That was quite a famous fish hatchery, and there were several people in Northville worked there, and they raised millions of little fish, and they were shipped all over the country in like large milk cans. And the reason it was located there because it was spring fed like the Joe Denton Park. But the springs originated west of Clement Road, and when they started building houses up there and putting in septic tanks, apparently they got into the veins of water, and water was no longer conducive to raise fish, and the fish began to die off, and the federal government finally closed it. And it was dormant for several years, and some of us got after the federal government to work out a deal whereby we could get it and tear the buildings down and create a park. And we were successful in doing that, and the buildings were burned. And the burning was a training program to the fire department, which served two purposes, and it's been a very active place with tennis courts and so on. I think it's something the city should really appreciate, and a lot of people are very proud of it. Another thing I might mention, that when I became mayor, Main Street was the only way to go through Northville. There was no 7-mile bypass, and there was no 8-mile bypass. And there was four gravel pits west of Northville with all the trucks hauling gravel through and from town, and they'd have to go Main Street to Rogers Street out 7-mile road to two pits out that way, or there was two pits out 8-mile road. They went Main Street and cut over to Randolph, and out that way. At the same time, we had parking all up and down Main Street, and the north side of Main Street was angle parking and parallel parking on the south side, and I don't believe we had any more traffic problems than we do now, and maybe less.
Not in the Mayberry Sand, they came out. Yeah. Bus line
Yeah, and all the traffic to Mayberry Sanitarium, which was very active in those days. Buses and so on had to go through town.
Lots of buses from Five Points out to Mayberry Sanitarium to see the people.
Maybe another thing that should be mentioned was the Detroit United Railway, or the Ann Arbor it was called, that came to Northville, as well as a lot of other communities, but it came from Plymouth direction along the west side of the PM Railroad tracks and crossed where Main Street is now. That was a DUR right of way, and that was across that hole in the ground, the stream there on the piers. That was all hollow underneath and water under there. And the only way out of town then to the east was the bridge at Katy Street. The Main Street traffic had to go over to Katy Street, and the Katy Street traffic had to go over there, and the abutments are still there yet, but the bridge was active when I first came to town. That's been done away with, and the hole has been filled up. People started using it for garbage and rubbish, which is where Dr. Handorf built the office, and then part of it was deeded over to the Foundry Flash for parking lot. That's all taken care of. Another thing that the DUR, when it came through Northville, didn't go uptown. It turned at Griswold Street. It was a Y there, and they backed uptown and went on to Farmington or vice versa. And the old right-of-way is still out, Randolph Street, you can see it yet. I just thought those are things that people would like to know a little bit about. And another thing that maybe some people have forgotten about, but that's the spring, Northville Silver Springs, which had a bottling plant back of where the depot used to be, which burnt a few years ago. And they used to have on the PM train and all the dining cars, we serve only Northville Silver Springs water, and a great many of the better hotels that's on in Detroit and other places would had this water in their restaurants and so on. They also had signs to that effect. And there were several people worked there during the years, and after it was eliminated, well, the last people owned it was Nesbitt Orange Company, and they used that water to make their orange pop out of. And then the Manning Lock and gravel pit hit the vein of water, and that dried up, and the city spring dried up. So other action has been taken since, and I'm sorry to say the spring is drying out, but it is. I think we'll get back and get in operation some way with the wells. And it has operated in a well capacity for 10, 12, maybe more years, and the same quality of water was produced in the well has come out of the spring. So that's a little bit of my history of Northville, and there's probably things I've left out, but I'll do better next time.
Can either of you think of anything that I failed to ask you about that you feel might be important to include?
Not at this point in time. I can't. Probably, like he says, later, but right now, I guess not.
Well, then I'd like to thank both of you very much for taking your time to talk to me this evening. And I know that this is going to be a great addition to our collection.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.